Volkswagen Z-Golf Sedan, episode 1300 of Radio Road Test. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. This will be somewhat different than the preceding 1,299 episodes. It's our first full electric vehicle test. I felt like some of the early Model T drivers who ventured forth, not knowing how far they could get between fuel stops. Once charged and in range, the e-Golf had the performance you'd expect for a compact sedan around town. In 42-degree traffic conditions, the 3,459-pound e-Golf went from 0 to 60 in 8.4 seconds, as timed on our Cat Matrix accelerometer. The e-Golf, like others, has full independent suspension, all-wheel disc brakes, and 16-inch all-season low rolling resistance tires. The traction battery pack weighs 700 pounds, and it does affect the handling around curves. You may have seen some of the pictures of the e-Golf on our Twitter feed at MSRPK_com. You will see more on our Facebook page, Radio Road Test, all one word. Click on a picture of a car at soundcloud.com/Radio Road Test, and you'll hear the episode about that car. This is Radio Road Test, the broadcast service of MSRPK.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-850-4516. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-850-4516. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-850-4516.
When you're facing collection charges from the IRS, don't try to fight them alone. Be careful, you could end up paying more than you actually owe. Our tax attorneys, CPA, and professionals can be on your side to protect you from paying too much. Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. So call for free information now. 800-481-3106. 800-481-3106. That's 800-481-3106.
The e-Golf has a 7.2-kilowatt combined charging system that can plug up to SAE standard charge ports. Unless they are DC fast charging ports, you'll wait a long time tethered to them for a full charge. And if you plug it up to a 110-volt outside outlet, you'll wait even longer. The e-Golf also regenerates electricity for the 323-volt, 35.8-kilowatt-hour traction battery by braking and selecting a regeneration mode on the gear shift lever. Going down big hills, you gain miles of range, and that's important. You keep tabs on the status through the Discover Pro CarNet infotainment touchscreen. Navigation standard, and you'll need it when looking for a charging station. Adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assistance, blind spot monitors, and forward collision warning standard on the e-Golf SEL Premium. This is Radio Road Test from MSRPK.com. The base price for Volkswagen's e-Golf SEL Premium sedan is $38,895. With no charge options and shipping, the as-tested sticker price, $39,790. The EPA tested the e-Golf and says at fueleconomy.gov that it would get 126 miles per gallon equivalent in the city, 111 on the highway, combined 119. In the real world, driving at highway speed, the battery depletes fast, and you will be looking for a charger more often. The best we could get during our 554-mile test was 108 before we had to charge. Real world at 70 miles an hour, we had to stop three times to go 170 miles. That's episode 1300 of Radio Road Test, copyright 2019, PK Communications, company all rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.